Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Hi, friends. Welcome to eLaborate Topics. This episode, number 87, Landing Your Dream Job in 2022. This is Tywana Wilson, your leadership mentor and host for this episode. If you caught episode 86, this one is right in line with that. Episode 86 from my co-host, Stephanie Whitehead, talked about getting resolute with your resolutions. There was a statistic that she mentioned in that podcast, so make sure you go back and take a listen. That said, according to Monster.com, January is the busiest job searching month of the year and when most jobs are posted. So this podcast is right in alignment with what will be happening in just a few short days. We are closing out 2021 and getting ready for our 2022. If this is your first time tuning in to eLaborate Topics, thank you so much for tuning in. Myself, along with my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, bring you practical and leadership tips that you can use inside and outside of the laboratory each and every Tuesday. So please do us a favor, share this podcast out, and join us for season two in 2022. This episode is about finding your dream job. For every medical laboratory professional and friends of the laboratory who wants to get more done next year, find a job that they feel values them and pays them well without having to struggle and worry or doubting that getting their dream job is even going to happen. So let me tell you what I mean about that. At some point in your life, it's common to dream of something bigger and better, even when it comes to your career. No matter how cushy a job may seem, or maybe you felt like you've made it to the highest level of your career because you got that title that you maybe dreamed about maybe 5 years ago, you may find yourself wishing that you were working somewhere better or just different. Doing something different. Maybe that's working in a different part of the laboratory. Maybe you're working as a generalist now and you want to become a specialist. Maybe you work in a reference lab and you want to go to a hospital setting. The good news is that you can go out and make your dream job a reality. It is very possible. We know that there are plenty of jobs out there, but finding your dream job, the one that's the right fit for you, is doable, and you can make that a reality in 2022. So I have a few tidbits that I'm going to share with you in this episode to help you in that job search for landing your dream job. The first tidbit is that it's not too late to figure out what you really want to do. As they say, what I want to do when I grow up, and you can be 20, you could be 30, you could be 40, still saying, what is it that I really want to do when I grow up? And a question I would ask you is, what is it that really makes you happy? Not what makes other people happy, not what other people tell you should be doing, but what is it that really makes you happy? And once you figure out what that is, then go for that. That's your dream job. And it's not too late to go for that and get paid for what you actually enjoy doing. Once you find what you are passionate about, what makes you happy, your stress level starts to decrease, you become more happier, and it doesn't feel like work. It's like getting paid for what you want to do, getting paid to have fun. So that would be the first tidbit of getting some clarity around what it is that you really want to do so that you're not submitting all of these job applications for roles that are lateral moves or even roles that you're really not that interested in. The second tidbit would be break it down into steps. The key is to turn your goal of finding your dream job into daily set of actions. Here's the thing, actions create results. And as you're moving towards your goal and you're doing some actions, you will start to get the results that you have been looking for. Let me tell you a short story about Susan and her quest of finding her dream job. Susan was looking for a job, so she sent her resume all over town. Doesn't that sound familiar? Applying on websites and being on LinkedIn and Career Builder and Monster, and you're submitting for those opportunities. In this case, she scoured newspapers, some of those online resources every day. And by the end of the month, Susan had applied to over 100 openings. And it seems like when you're looking for a job, that's when it's like you're applying for all of these jobs and nothing is coming through. And surely, I'm sure that Susan probably thought, I will find my dream job soon. But many days passed and Susan's phone didn't ring once. No email, no phone call, no nothing. She began to worry, was there something wrong with her resume? And this could be possible. If her resume didn't have the key skills, it's possible that maybe as she was applying for jobs that they weren't even being looked at if they didn't have those keywords. Finally, 2 weeks after she sent in her 107th resume, she got a call for her first interview. Soon after, Susan got another call, two calls, and she ended up with three interviews scheduled. Finally, she thought, I'm one step closer to my dream job. So Susan went on to her interviews and she thought she made a wonderful impression. How many times have you had that happen? I know I've had that happen where I thought, man, I nailed it. I got the job and didn't hear anything back. But to Susan's disappointment, she only heard back about one job, and it was the lowest paid, least fulfilling opportunity of the three. And that kind of reminds me of working, if you're not a person that likes to work on the off shifts, that you apply for a job, you interview for a role, maybe it was a generalist role, and it's on third shift, and that's the one that calls you, the one you really like. I really don't want to work on the off shifts. If you love the off shift, that's awesome. I know for me, early in my career, I think I worked third shift for a year and a half, and I couldn't, that wasn't the shift for me. So Susan thought, should I take this opportunity? She wondered, the thought of working every day at a job she hated made her feel hopeless. Susan was afraid she might not find anything else. So she accepted the job, but vowed to continue looking for something better. A few weeks after accepting this lower paid, unfulfilling job, Susan got a call from a company who hadn't got back to her for weeks after she submitted her resume. It turns out that they needed someone with Susan's exact skill set. Finally, after some hard work and taking those steps, which actions create results, it turns out that she was the person that they were looking for. After the hard work and persistence, she was offered the job of her dreams. The money was good, and it was just the kind of work she was looking for. Here's the moral of that story. Stay positive in the face of disappointment. So I wanted to tell you all this story that as you start looking for other career opportunities, maybe you're applying for a promotion opportunity, which is your dream job, some disappointment may come your way, but stay positive in that disappointment. New opportunities will appear when you least expect it. And that's how it happens. You could be going for all of these other jobs that you're really not interested in. And then when you stop looking, or you just are positive and grateful for the opportunity that you have, then the opportunity you've been waiting for will actually come your way. So breaking down your job search for landing your dream job into those steps. It was because Susan was committed to looking for jobs, breaking that down into smaller steps, that was daily set of actions, that she actually started to create results. And this will also boost your self-esteem and your confidence. You start to gain a sense of pride knowing that you're going out and doing what you set out to do. So I know in episode 86, Stephanie talked about setting your goals, getting resolute with your resolutions, creating those small action items, those SMART goals to get you where you want to be. And that's exactly the same concept of breaking down your job search for landing your dream job into those smaller steps that will allow you to take action. And before I give you the third tidbit, I want to go back to that story about Susan and the dream job. It was just a great reminder that discouragement is the number one enemy to our success. And as we go into 2022, we definitely don't want to create unnecessary enemies. We want to be able to walk boldly and proudly into 2022. Discouragement is a more potent enemy than incompetence. Is more potent than illness, and as we know, COVID is still running rampant, and is more potent than poverty. All of these things can be overcome, but if discouragement can overcome us, if we allow it, and that's something we don't want to do in 2022, whether it's going for our dream job, those goals, or any other goals that you might set. And I get it that everybody has down times and things don't always go our way. But of course, everything can't always go our way. If we were successful 100% of the time, we never try any harder. We would stay in our comfort zone, and it would be harder for us to be quicker, wiser, and kinder. And quite frankly, we would just wallow in our own boring routine that we currently have. So as you think about Susan and think about that dream job story, look at the disappointment in your own life. So relate that story to your own life and look at that as an opportunity to gain. So strive to do what needs to be done and then look back for a way to do it better. And there's always a way around an obstacle. And I think that's important to set that intention as you go into 2022. You go into landing your dream job. You go into looking for opportunities. Maybe it's your dream role. Maybe it's a promotion. Maybe it's you want to present your poster at some of the upcoming conferences. But sticking to the intention of creating those action steps. And even if you are not selected for that dream role, the promotion, the opportunity to present your poster, remaining positive in that. I think that's important to talk about that as we talk about landing our dream job in 2022. Because even though January is a month where a lot of jobs are posted, it doesn't mean your opportunity will come in January. It could be March. It could be July. It could be September. It could be this time next year into 2022. regardless of when it comes, you have to put your best effort to create those opportunities, find those opportunities, and then opportunities will find us. So are you ready for the third tidbit in landing your dream job in 2022? I know we've talked about this numerous times, but I can't say it enough because it's going to be critical on your path to success. But finding a mentor to keep you accountable. And so if you don't have a mentor now, this is a perfect opportunity to start lining up and aligning with other people that will keep you accountable. Mentors serve as a dual purpose. So they are really those people that show you the ropes and give you the skills that you need. So they will accelerate that learning curve. They may know opportunities that's out there. They may be able to lend their influence, provide access, open up a door for you. They also serve as a great reference. So if you said you were going to land your dream job and were going to be intentional about putting in your resume for different opportunities, but yet you haven't created any actions, then your mentor is going to hold you accountable. They're going to call you out on those things that you said that you were going to do. So finding a mentor, there are numerous formal mentoring opportunities in our profession as medical laboratory science. So if you get with the professional societies, two of the key professional societies, ASCP and ASCLS, both have mentoring programs. So that is a great way to start. You would get an industry professional that's in the field already, especially if landing your dream job is in this industry. So that's a great way to start from a formal mentoring standpoint. You can also go to your church, other professional societies that you might be in that's maybe not lab related. You can also go to your social groups or clubs and find mentors. But finding those mentors to keep you accountable. I know that Lona is rolling out some new programs in 2022 of getting to your core self. And that may be an opportunity for you to find some mentorship that's going to be able to keep you accountable. I will be rolling out the Standout Leader Academy. So that's another way to collaborate with industry professionals and get ongoing monthly mentoring to be able to help you land your dream role. So it's important that you also network. And when I say network, it's not just being in the room. You have to let others know that you are in the room as well. And share what it is that you're trying to do, because you never know who's in the room. They may have an opportunity that you may be the exact right fit, just like it was in the story that I shared with you earlier, that Susan had the exact skills and expertise that they were looking for the opportunity. So here are the big takeaways for every medical laboratory professional or friends of the lab that I really want you to leave this episode with. And that's getting clear on what it is that you really want to do. So if you ask yourself some questions, what is it that you really want to do? What makes you happy? What would you do even if you weren't getting paid for it? I think that will allow you to land your dream role and or to just find an opportunity that really makes you happier, especially in today's time. So getting clear on what it is that you want to do. Do that self-assessment and ask yourself those questions. Get honest with yourself so that you can know what it is that you really want to do going into 2022. break down your daily actions into smaller steps so that you are able to be intentional. Actions create results. And as you start to create those results, you will boost your self-esteem and your confidence and gain that sense of pride knowing that you are doing what you set out to do. There might be some pessimists on your journey as you go to land your dream job, and they probably may say that you don't have the skills for that. You don't have the expertise for that. You don't have the education for that. How do you think you're going to apply for that? So ignoring those people who may not have gotten to their happy. So ignoring those people, and don't let them stop you from going for that job that makes you happy. And most importantly, remain positive, and opportunities will appear when you least expect it. So believe it or not, opportunities will find you if you have a positive and open mind for the opportunities to be able to find you. While your dream job may be a challenge to acquire, so don't get frustrated if you submit your resume or throw your name in the ring for opportunities, and if it seems like that you are not getting selected. There, it could be, depending on the role, depending on your location, depending on what it is that you're going for, it could be a challenge. Not impossible, but could be a challenge. But it's very possible to reach it. No matter how lofty it is, you may be thinking that I don't have the experience, I don't have the education. I remember landing my first supervisory role. I had never been a supervisor before inside of the workplace. So I did not have formal documented experience inside of the workplace. I did have my bachelor's degree, I had a master's degree, I did have years of experience working in the laboratory. I probably had about 4.5 years of experience at that point, but I had not had any, I was not a lead tech. I didn't have any formal leadership experience inside of the workplace as a supervisor or coordinator or lead tech or anything like that. And so when I got my master's degree and I was applying for jobs, nothing was happening. I was not getting any calls. And then the interviews that I went on, I was not getting selected. And so I just decided to let it be. And when the time came up, I figured the opportunity would find me. And little did I know the opportunity. It took about, I would say, a year after getting my master's degree, an awesome opportunity found me. And even though I didn't have the formal supervisory experience, the opportunity was the right fit for me, and I was the right fit for the opportunity. So no matter how hard you think it might be to reach, or how lofty you think it might be to reach, you never know. If you put in the effort to follow just a few of these things that I mentioned today, and I'm all about giving you practical tips and not a whole lot of stuff, because what I know to be true is that a confused mind does nothing. And if I gave you 15, 20 tips, you wouldn't put half of them into place. Studies show that after you sat into a seminar, even sitting into a seminar, so sitting in this podcast and listening to it wherever you listen to it, you're only going to remember a fraction of what was even covered. And so putting in the tidbit, one or two of the tidbits that was shared, is going to place you on the trajectory of getting your dream role in 2022. I do want to leave you with a few self-reflection questions for you to think about as you get ready to go into 2022 and on the path of landing your dream job. Is the first one is, do you have a strategy for moving forward if the path that you're on seems like it's a dead end. So it seems like it's one of those where you probably don't think you're going to get promoted. Maybe you don't think this is a job you're going to retire from. Do you have a strategy for moving forward, for being on the path that you want to be on to get to your dream job or get to your next? And the second reflection question I want you to think about is, what can you do today, these last few days of 2021, to prepare yourself to land your dream job in 2022? So what can you do? So think about what you have going on. Think about what it is that you want to do. Maybe your dream job is to be a supervisor or manager, or maybe your dream job is to be a specialist working in the blood bank, but you don't have your SBB. So, you know, that's one step that you would need to do in order to secure your dream job. So, do you have a strategy for moving forward, especially if you're in or on a path that seems like it may be a bit of a dead end and there's no opportunity to move up or a lateral move in alignment with your dream job? And what can you do to prepare yourself over these last few days of 2021 so that you're ready to assume your dream role in 2022, or ready to get out here and network, submit your resumes, interview for jobs? What is it that you need to do to prepare yourself for that? And that's what I have for you in this episode, episode 87. But before I forget, make sure, listen, stop what you're doing. Make sure you join us in the Elaborate Topics LinkedIn group. We usually have current events, articles, things that keep you motivated, and also job opportunities, things that come up. And it's a place for sharing. So it's a community of medical laboratory professionals, and it's a place for you to start getting connected. And you never know, it could be the first step in getting your dream role in 2022. And also, this is the very last episode of our season one. So if you could go back to this episode or any of the episodes that we had in season one and do us a favor and leave us a review. If you go to the link that's in the show notes, you will be able to leave us a brief review. We actually made it super easy for you. You can leave us a video review. We would love, love, love to feature you on our social media. And it's a great way to whatever tips that you got to be able to share with other professionals, because they might have missed whatever episode you will review. So do us a favor and review your favorite episode. We would love to hear from you and would love to highlight you on our social media channels. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Elaborate Topics. I am your host and leadership mentor, Tywana Wilson. You can follow me on social media at Coach T Wilson. That's T-E-E Wilson. Make sure you get connected with my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead. We look forward to seeing you in 2022, where we will have our new season, new graphics, new guests, new topics. And it's going to be awesome. So I hope and pray that you and your family have an awesome, awesome 2022, and look forward to connecting with you then. Until next time, my friends, have an amazing day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics. where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.